Let's talk about your health. Have you heard of diet resistance? If you struggle to lose weight, this might be why. Our metabolism begins to decline as early as the age of 35. Not only does your body begin to betray us after that age, but stress and other lifestyle factors can multiply the pounds we pack on as well. Luckily, I'm going to give you one quick hack to help reverse this. It's helped my weight loss goals quicker than anything else I've seen. This amazing powder reduces fat storage by supporting a boost of metabolism and elevating ketone levels. Thousands across the nation take it for their own weight loss goals. Give it a try. Your health is your wealth, after all. Taste, inspect, and judge it risk-free for yourself. If it doesn't live up to your expectations, you have a full 60 days to get a complete refund. No questions asked. Just go to ketowithx22.com. That is ketowithx22.com. Let's talk about protecting our wealth. You know the aging process starts as early as the age of 25. After that, you start losing 1% of your collagen supply every year. Try this at-home test to see if you have enough collagen. Pinch your skin. If it immediately bounces back, then you have enough collagen in your skin. If it doesn't bounce back or fall back immediately, then you might need a collagen supplement. Three things happened when I started taking multicollagen. My hair shined and grew like crazy, and my nails got stronger. Multicollagen helps rejuvenate your body from the inside out with five supercharged types of collagen your body needs for optimal health. Give it a try. Your health is your wealth, after all. Taste, inspect, and judge risk-free for yourself. If it doesn't live up to your expectations, you have a full 60 days to get a complete refund, no questions asked. Plus, you'll get 51% off, along with several free bonuses included at no extra cost. Just go to healthwithx22.com. That is healthwithx22.com. Let's talk about being prepared. Friends, as the world gets more and more dangerous with every passing day, it's time to make sure your family is prepared to survive food shortages ahead. That's why My Patriot Supply is going the extra mile to make their emergency food affordable as possible. How? They're taking $250 off their three-month emergency food kit, which is the minimum your family should have. This kit provides delicious, easy-to-make breakfasts, lunches, dinners, drinks, and snacks for one person for three solid months. Get one for each member of your family while you're able to save $250 during this timely sale, which ends soon. Remember, My Patriot Supply is the nation's largest prepared company with millions of families already protected. These three-month food kits are in stock and ready to go. Your order ships fast and easy and arrives in an unmarked box for privacy. Go to preparewithx22.com. Those who know what's coming are using today to prepare. Are you? Preparewithx22.com. Let's talk about protecting your wealth. Things are getting tough out there. Inflation's at 8.2% and it's just getting worse. And we know that's the manipulated number. And we're not all great with money, are we? At times like these, we need a trusted partner to look after you and make sure you'll be okay. Noble Gold is the team you want on your side. Keep your money safe and grab an incredible free 3-ounce silver American Virtue coin when you open qualifying IRA account with them this month of over $20,000. You can't go wrong with Noble Gold. Call them at 877-646-5347 to find out more information. That is 877-646-5347 or go to noblegoldinvestments.com. As always, there is always a risk of loss and past performance is not indicative of future results. Hi, and welcome. You're listening to the X22 Report. My name is Dave, and this is episode 2929, and today's date is November 18th, 2022, and the title of the episode is, How Do You Control the Narrative? Old Guard Power Structure Being Destroyed? Trap Set. Let's get right into the economic collapse news. Now, the deep state, the corrupt politicians, the private Western Central Bank, the World Economic Forum, their agenda is not going to work. Why? Because we have certain elected officials right now and certain members in Congress that are pushing back on their entire agenda. Remember, the World Economic Forum, plus all the criminal syndicate leaders, they are trying to push the Great Reset, the Green New Deal. And now we have certain individuals in place that are now pushing back and saying, we will not do what you want us to do. And remember, the United States is the shining light on the hill. And the United States actually speaks for the rest of the world because the Constitution of the United States is very, very different than the rest of the world. And as the World Economic Forum, the private Western Central Bankers try to push their agenda, the Constitution is going to push back very, very hard. And that has to do with the Green New Deal. It has to do with the central bank digital currency. It has to do with everything they're trying to do. And if the elected individuals and the people of this country follow the Constitution, we can beat what they're trying to do. And I do believe that this is going to happen. We can see with Thomas Massie, he's hitting back and he's hitting back hard and he's pointing out certain things about their Green New Deal, about CO2 and he's pointing it out, showing everyone, listen, what they're saying is a complete and utter lie. Now, really think about it. The Green New Deal, everything that they've been telling us, snow was going to be the thing of the past. The polar ice caps are going to completely melt. The seas are going to rise and flood lands. California will be underwater. Florida will be underwater. None of this has come true. It was all fake from the beginning. Actually, if you go back to the 1970s, they told us we're going to be in another ice age. That's because the sun was calming down. We were going through a cold spell, and that's what they used. Then, moving into the 80s, the 90s, the sun started to have a lot of activity, and all of a sudden, we ended a warm spell. So they used global warming, and now we're cooling again, and now they're just calling it climate change. But Thomas Massey, he put this out on Twitter. He said the following: all food comes from carbon, CO2 in the air. It's a miracle. The inputs to photosynthesis are carbon dioxide and water. The outputs are oxygen and food, carbohydrate. It's unscientific to think of CO2 as pollution. And he's absolutely right. These individuals, the World Economic Forum, the private Western Central Bank, and all the corrupt scientists, they're not using science. They're using political science, which is fake science, to convince the world. And it isn't working. And now think about what the people are seeing right now. They're thinking logically. The economy's breaking down. They're feeling inflation. They're feeling high fuel costs. And they're watching corporations lay off people. And they know it has nothing to do with Putin. They know it has nothing to do with Ukraine. They know it has nothing to do with what's going on in that little tiny section of the world. They know it's the corrupt politicians. They know it's the criminal syndicate, the World Economic Forum, the private central bank that is causing all of this. We heard that Gannett right now, they are going to be laying off people. CNN is preparing layoffs amid network's financial problems. And their ratings are very, very low. And we're going to see a lot more corporations start to lay off. How are they going to explain this? It's Putin's fault? Oh, it's because of Ukraine? Does it even make sense? If we have an egg shortage in this country, what do the chickens in this country have to do with Ukraine or Putin or anything else? The entire explanation doesn't make sense. Actually, when you look at this Thanksgiving, people are going to realize that, wait a minute, Thanksgiving dinner is very, very expensive. And what do the turkeys have to do with Ukraine or Putin? Nothing. It means they're the ones who are causing this problem. They're the ones who are causing inflation. They're the ones who are creating all of this. The Washington Times put this out on Twitter and said, Thanksgiving dinner costs up a record high 20%, farm industry reports. And I remember when Trump was giving a speech at Mar-a-Lago, he said, yes, if you can find a turkey, good luck, but turkey's going to be very, very expensive. And we're already starting to see that Thanksgiving dinner is going to be very, very expensive this year. And people, they're going to experience all of this, and they know it has nothing to do with Ukraine, Putin, or any other story that they make up. They know it has to do with the Biden, the puppet masters in the basement, those individuals that aren't elected. They are pushing their agenda to bring us into the Great Reset, the Green New Deal. That's what this is all about. And you can see the Biden administration, they are struggling right now because they're very worried about losing their base. Because remember, they promised that they would cancel the student loan debt. They promised they would be able to do this. Now, remember, the Democrats, they control the House and the Senate. They controlled both of those houses, and the resident was in the White House. And they couldn't pass a law to say student loan debt is canceled. He had to do it by himself with an executive order, which is completely unconstitutional. And now he doesn't have that chance. So what is he doing? The Biden administration is asking the Supreme Court to rescue the $500 billion student debt handout. I mean, this is just absolutely unbelievable. But we could see there are certain leaders in this country. One of them, DeSantis, I do believe he's a template for all other governors. What is he doing? He is now saying, listen, whatever the World Economic Forum policies are, they're dead on arrival in Florida, which means DeSantis is not going to go along with whatever the World Economic Forum is suggesting. And I wouldn't be surprised if other governors now, probably in Nevada, once Carrie Lake is governor of Arizona, she's not going to be going along with this. Yes, the election's still going on. She didn't concede. We might see Governor Abbott do this, and many other governors across the United States say, whatever the World Economic Forum is about to do, we're not cooperating. And that would be pretty darn amazing if the states in this country did not cooperate. What is the Biden administration going to do? Just like with the pandemic, there were certain states that said, you know what, we're not doing the vaccine passport. You know what, we're not doing mask mandates. You know what, we're not forcing people to take the vaccine. We're not doing any of these things. And I do believe that this is going to happen in all these states. All we need is the states to push back, and the World Economic Forum, they're going to be struggling. Because if the United States doesn't conform to what they want to do, their plan pretty much goes down the tube. Look what happened with the pandemic. I mean, this was the perfect opportunity for them to have everyone vaccinated. Did it work? No. Now they're trying to push the central bank digital currency. Now they're trying to say, these are the things that we want to do. When the states push back, they're going to be in trouble. But what's very, very interesting is this whole FTX scandal. And when you really start to look at, yes, I know they money laundered and a lot of Democrats were involved in this and they gave contributions to rhinos and things like that. But if you actually look at the FTX scandal and you look at it, it looks very, very similar to the central bank system. And what do I mean by that? Well, Akshay Agarwal put this out on Twitter and said the following: FTX prints their own token and puts it on their balance sheet. Everyone loses their minds. U.S. Federal Reserve prints U.S. dollar every day and puts it on their balance sheet. No one bats an eye. FTX bankruptcy, Federal Reserve, Bitcoin is the only true non-Ponzi asset. Absolutely. And once again, we need to remove ourselves from the central bank system, because if you look at it, they use the same exact model from the central bank. And because why? The criminal syndicate is all part of the same exact system. And I do believe people are going to be waking up to this. People are going to start to realize that this is not a good system, because when you have this type of system, what happens? It implodes on itself. Did FTX completely collapse? Absolutely. What do you think is going to happen with the central bank? They're doing the same exact thing. Just because they manipulated the ratification of the Federal Reserve back in 1913 doesn't mean it's legal. They slithered their ways back into the system. Remember, this is the third central bank in the United States. We had the first one. That charter ran out and Congress said, holy crap, this is awful. We can't keep this central bank. They decided not to renew the charter. The second one, we had to have a president go after them. That was Andrew Jackson. He had a fight to get rid of the private West Central Bank. Now we're on the third private West Central Bank, which is the Federal Reserve. And now we have Trump and the Patriots trying to get rid of this central bank system. And the central bank system over the many, many years has grown very, very large since 1913. Because during this entire period, we had no one to stop it. And they grew and grew, and their tentacles, they just went into every country all over the place. Now they are being destroyed. They're being exposed. And every single person on this earth is actually witnessing the destruction of the private West Central Bank. Yes, they're going to push their agenda. Yes, they're going to try very hard. But when you remove the cover stories, when you lift the veil, you can see their system very clearly and you can see their agenda very clearly. And I do believe as the system breaks down, as the people suffer, the people are going to take to the streets. I mean, look what's happening in Brazil just with election fraud. They know if they allow this individual in, Lulu, the country is doomed. So the people, by the millions, are on the street. Now, this is one country with election fraud. What happens when the World Economic Forum, the private West Central Bank, and the criminal syndicate leaders push their agenda and people are suffering right now because of the economy, where they can't buy food, they can't pay their bills, they can't heat their homes? You think the people are going to be very upset? Do you think we're going to see millions of people in every country going after these leaders? They're not really leaders. They're installed criminals. They're going to be going after them. And the people are going to continue to push back. And yes, the deep state players, they're going to try to stop them at all costs. They're going to try to stop the protests, but it won't work. Because remember, there's a lot more of us than there are of them. Because once this crisis hits, and it hits hard, and it's going to hit very hard out in Europe first, the people, they won't be able to take it. And then as this crisis rolls into the United States, people are going to be shocked awake like we've never seen before. And the people are going to become very, very angry. And the people are not going to take it. They're going to push back like we've never seen before. And this is going to be a worldwide action. And these criminal syndicates, the World Economic Forum, the private central bank, they will not be able to contain this. And the people, in the end, will force change. They will force change in the economic system. They will eventually remove the private Western Central Bank, because once that information comes out of the criminality of what they've been doing all these years, and it's just not the Federal Reserve, it's the ECB, the private Western Central Banks in every single one of these countries, the BIS, the IMF, you name it, the people, they're going to go in a completely different direction. And yes, what's waiting for them? Well, gold, silver, but Bitcoin is waiting for them, where they can easily transition everything that they have into something completely different. And as they bring down the price of Bitcoin, and actually as they shoot down gold and stuff, what's going to happen? It's going to make it a lot easier for people to shift on over and buy a lot more gold, a lot more silver, and a lot more Bitcoin. Because people are going to start to do this. Now, it doesn't mean everyone's going to jump in at once. There's going to be those people that see what's happening. They're going to do it. Then there's going to be more, then more, then more. And what's going to happen to the price? They're going to try to keep it low, but it's going to start to shoot up. Because when people want something, it's basic supply and demand. And people are going to try to get into it. And people are going to leave the fiat system to protect themselves. And I do believe that this is going to happen, and we're going to see it. And the people around the world, as they experience this crisis, they are going to push back and they are going to make the final decision. And people are seeing what the central bank really is, because you could see it with inflation. You could see it with FTX right now. You can see what's happening. And you're going to see certain countries like El Salvador continually purchase Bitcoin. And you're going to see other countries come online. It doesn't mean that they're not purchasing gold. I think there's a lot of countries purchasing gold. India's purchasing a lot of gold right now. And many other countries are purchasing a lot of gold because they're protecting themselves from what is coming. And yes, there's warning signs all over the place. But I do believe in the end, the people are going to change direction and move away from the private Western Central Bank system. Let's talk about your health. Have you heard of diet resistance? If you struggle to lose weight, this might be why. Our metabolism begins to decline as early as the age of 35. Not only does your body begin to betray us after that age, but stress and other lifestyle factors can multiply the pounds we pack on as well. Luckily, I'm going to give you one quick hack to help reverse this. It's helped my weight loss goals quicker than anything else I've seen. This amazing powder reduces fat storage by supporting a boost of metabolism and elevating ketone levels. Thousands across the nation take it for their own weight loss goals. Give it a try. Your health is your wealth, after all. Taste, inspect, and judge it risk-free for yourself. If it doesn't live up to your expectations, you have a full 60 days to get a complete refund. No questions asked. Just go to ketowithx22.com. That is ketowithx22.com. Let's talk about protecting our wealth. You know the aging process starts as early as the age of 25. After that, you start losing 1% of your collagen supply every year. Try this at-home test to see if you have enough collagen. Pinch your skin. If it immediately bounces back, then you have enough collagen in your skin. If it doesn't bounce back or fall back immediately, then you might need a collagen supplement. Three things happened when I started taking multicollagen. My hair shined and grew like crazy, and my nails got stronger. Multicollagen helps rejuvenate your body from the inside out with five supercharged types of collagen your body needs for optimal health. Give it a try. Your health is your wealth, after all. Taste, inspect, and judge risk-free for yourself. If it doesn't live up to your expectations, you have a full 60 days to get a complete refund, no questions asked. Plus, you'll get 51% off, along with several free bonuses included at no extra cost. Just go to healthwithx22.com. That is healthwithx22.com. Now, the deep state, the corrupt politicians, big tech, fake news, the puppet masters, they were trapped on November 15th. Remember, Trump, during his rally, he mentioned that he has some great news, big news that he's going to announce. Then he had another rally in Ohio, and he said he was going to announce something that was going to make everyone very happy. He was pushing and pushing and pushing this narrative. And actually, the deep state players, they thought it was going to be completely something different. And the deep state players went ahead and they tried to use a missile going into Poland to clog the news cycles. That was debunked right off the bat. Then we had Obama, we had Bush. They were planning on disinformation campaign because they thought Trump was going to say something. The other social media platforms, they were all geared up for this, ready to censor if anything else was coming out. And basically all he did through this entire period, by letting everyone know that he was going to make an announcement, they didn't know what he was going to say. So what happened was, all of a sudden, the rhinos, they came out of the woodwork. All the people that pretended that they were for him and on his side, the sleepers, all of a sudden, they were woken up, and the sleepers all of a sudden showed everyone their true colors. And everyone started to realize, wow, these people aren't really for Trump. And that was very, very obvious. Now, the other thing was, he knew as soon as he announced that he was going to run for president, what was the deep state going to do? Now, we mentioned this many times before. What were they planning to do the entire time? Well, they need to make sure that he can't run as president. How do you do that? Well, you have to indict him or start something so you can build a case. Of course, the case is going to be fake. There is real no evidence, just like Mar-a-Lago. That's why right after the midterms, what happened? They just dropped that whole thing. Now, think about what they're doing right now. We have Merrick Garland, who has announced that there's going to be a special counsel to actually look at Trump and look at what he did during January 6th. Now, of course, this was all set up from the very beginning. And I do believe Trump and the Patriots, they're leading them down this path to trap them all. And we can see that they are falling and they are taking the bait. So you really need to think about this. If you know the enemy's playbook and you know exactly what they're going to do, what do you do to bring them down a certain path? You have to direct them. You have to direct them without them knowing it. And you have to bring them down the path because you have certain countermeasures in place. You have certain things that you're going to use to counter what they're trying to do. Just like if you go back in time when Trump was in the White House, he brought in Bill Barr. And that entire special counsel, everything that they tried to do, was countered in the end. The Russia hoax was just that, a hoax. And Trump, I do believe he's doing the same exact thing again. He's bringing them down this path because they have certain things ready to go and plan for. And the only way to make sure that they're going to do it is you need to bait them in and bring them down this path. And this is exactly what they're doing. You really think these individuals are going to find information to indict Trump and to make sure that he can't run? No, they're going to make it up, of course. They're going to try everything they possibly can. And think about what they're doing right now. We discussed this before the midterms. They want the MAGA base very angry. They're trying to build emotion, and they want the MAGA base angry because what are they going to try to do in the end? They're going to try to start a civil war. Actually, if you go back to what Bill Gates said, he says, we're going to have a hung election and we're going to have a civil war. Well, in a lot of areas, the elections aren't even done yet. And are they going to try to start a civil war? Of course they are. They're going to try to create chaos. They want the people divided. And if the people are fighting each other on the street, does this help the deep state players? Of course it does. But I do believe Trump and the Patriots, they know this. They know exactly what they're trying to do, and they baited them in, and they want them to go down this path. Because remember, there's a post that, yes, there's going to be riots, there's going to be Antifa out there, but when can the National Guard and the Marines work together? Well, if there's some type of insurrection. Now, if they're causing this, and the MAGA individuals, they're not on the street, the Trump supporters aren't on the street, and it's only the Patriot Front group, and it's only Antifa, are they part of the insurrection? Of course they are. We know that the military has been watching all of this. We know the military, they're monitoring everything that's happening in this country. And we know that the military has given Trump the timing of it all. And I do believe the plan is working because now we see we have a clean house. The house is starting to investigate and the people are starting to see certain things happen. Now, remember, just because they're investigating doesn't mean there's going to be arrests. The normies out there have to understand what crimes were committed. So this is all for consumption for those people that have not been paying attention. Yes, they might know that the Hunter Biden laptop is real, but they don't know how deep this goes and who it's connected to. So this information that is coming out, which is going to continue to come out, this is for public consumption. And they're going to have to digest this over time. And I do believe that this is exactly what's going to happen. And we're going to be discussing a little bit more about this, about what Merrick Garland is trying to do, that what the trap is, and what we're going to see next. We're going to be talking about that a little bit later. But first, let's talk about FTX. Because the FTX founder, this individual, he donated to six rhinos who voted to impeach Trump. and he donated to these individuals. Murkowski, sound familiar? Susan Collins, Bill Cassidy, Ben Sasse, Mitt Romney, Richard Burr. I wonder how many Democrats were involved in FTX, because we can see that there must have been a lot of people that were involved. We see a lot of other individuals involved, but I think we're going to come to find out that there's others that are involved in all of this. And this entire thing is blowing up in their face, because now people understand that this individual was working for the Democrats, for the deep state players. They were money laundering through Ukraine because they needed to pay for the midterms to stop what was happening. And I do believe Trump and the Patriots, they knew that this was all going on. Everything leads to Ukraine, doesn't it? Starting to seem that way. And remember, the deep state players, the criminals, the corrupt politicians, they are now instructed to have an investigation. But is this really going to be a real investigation? It might be the same type of investigation that they did with Hillary Clinton's emails. It might be the same type of investigation that they did with Hunter Biden's laptop. It might be the same investigation that they always do, which turns out to be no investigation whatsoever. So now they have Maxine Waters and Patrick McHenry. They're going to be heading up a committee to investigate FTX. Now, what do you think they're going to find? Absolutely nothing. I wonder if Maxine Waters is involved in any of this. That should be interesting. Now, the other thing that's very interesting is that Bankman, SBF, as they call him, he was accused of hacking FTX systems to transfer digital assets to Bahamas government while he was effectively in custody. So FTX made the bombshell claims in an emergency legal filing in the U.S. bankruptcy court in Delaware. Now, this is very interesting because FTX, which is based in the Bahamas due to his relaxed, you know, tax laws, well, it seems that this individual transferred this money of like $11 billion over to Bahamas. Now, it seems that this was directed by the Bahamas regulators to gain unauthorized access to his collapsed crypto platform after quitting as CEO. So now the Bahamas, they have assumed control of all FTX digital assets. That is very interesting. Rising Serpent on Twitter put this out and said, they maintain no bank records, no list of employees, had no employee contracts, zero security, and literally approved expenses using emojis. Tell me again, how is anything that FTX did different from crime syndicates or drug cartels that pay off politicians and launder money? There is absolutely no difference whatsoever. And you can see this is how the criminal syndicate, this is how they do it. And they cover for each other. Now, remember, when they were in control of everything, nothing could be done, because when you have the mafia controlling a small town and they control the prosecutor, they control the media, they control the judges, they control the banking system, they control the politicians in the town, you can't have a real investigation. Well, that's what's been happening here in the United States. The criminals are running the country. If the criminals are running the country and they control the prosecutors, they control the judges, they control the House, they control the Senate, they control all of this. And when I say control the Senate, I'm saying that they have sleepers like the rhinos actually working with them. You can't get anything done. Nobody can do anything. That's why when you saw the Department of Justice or the FBI do their investigations against Clinton, against all these other individuals, they never found anything. Of course, they were never going to find anything, because why? They're all part of the same exact system. But things have changed right now. Now the House was cleaned, and now we have certain patriots that have started investigations, and they're going to start to drip this out. Now, of course, the fake news, they're out there saying that, you know, they're just mad because of Biden. He's in the White House. They're going to make certain information up. But remember, this information is going to be documented. This information is going to be based in facts, not propaganda. And yes, the fake news, they're going to spin this information like we've never seen before. Jim Jordan, he's out there, and Patriots Are in Control put this out on Telegram, says that they already have a Department of Justice witness coming to talk to them in 2 weeks. It will be their first deposition in the politicization of the Justice Department. The party's about to get started, everyone. And I do believe that. And I do believe these whistleblowers, they're not just going to be coming out of the woodwork saying, yeah, this is what I saw. I do believe they're going to produce documents. They're going to produce facts. And they're going to produce this, and they're going to look through them. And as they look through them, this information is going to be brought out into the public realm, and the public is going to consume this so they can understand how deep and wide this really is. And the people are going to start to get very angry at the Biden administration, at Biden, at Hillary Clinton and the rest. Because remember, it's not just this investigation. We also have Durham. He's going to be pushing against Hillary Clinton. Then on the other side, all of a sudden we get word that information is going to be coming out about Jeffrey Epstein. Now, can you imagine if the information that they unseal has to do with those same people that they're being investigated right now? That would be very interesting. But Judge Loretta Preska, she ordered dozens of documents related to Jeffrey Epstein's associates to be unsealed. Now, the judge, she overrode the objections from Tom Pritzker, the billionaire executive chairman of the Hyatt Hotels. In his submission to the court, Pritzker claimed it would wrongfully harm his privacy and reputation if material related to him was made public. I wonder what type of material. I wonder what's going to be produced if he's this worried. Is it going to be sex with young children? Most likely. And who else is involved in this? Because now this information is going to be released. Now, it's the same time there's an investigation going on about Biden, going on about Hillary Clinton. And now we're having certain CEOs of companies getting very, very worried. And I do believe that there's going to be a lot of people that are worried. Now, I'm not going to say this information is going to be about Hillary Clinton that's going to be released, or Joe Biden or Hunter Biden. But I think it's going to encompass other individuals that are part of the swamp. Remember, the swamp is not just DC. The swamp is CEOs of certain corporations. The swamp is Hollywood. The swamp is sports organization. And I'm not saying everyone in these organizations are part of it. I'm talking about the upper echelon. You don't need everyone to have control. All you need to have is the top people, just like in the FBI. It's the top people in DC. A lot of the FBI agents in the field offices, they want to do the right thing. And these people are speaking out against these individuals. And I do believe we're going to find out quite a bit. Now, the other thing that's very interesting is there's a lot of lawsuits against Donald Trump, as we know. And these lawsuits, they've been failing left and right. And Trump, he went ahead and he truthed out something about what is happening with his businesses. And this is what it says. The DA case against two small Trump entities has fallen apart. Even the media is saying so. There has never been a fringe benefits case such as this brought before. Did a longtime executive pay tax on the use of a company car or a company apartment or payments not even taken by us as a tax deduction for the education of his grandchildren? For this, he gets handcuffs and jail. The highly paid accountant firm should have routinely picked these things up. We relied on them. Very unfair. Many people, perhaps most, don't pay tax on the use of a company car or a company apartment, whether they know it or not. That's just the way it is. It's called standards and practices, referring, I presume, to the standards and practices of large numbers of people within the country. Out of fairness, it has a legal meaning. It should be a point in the Manhattan DA case. Did the former DA pay tax on the use of his car? In the meantime, violent crime in New York has reached an all-time high. And yes, now they can actually take this and say, okay, every CEO, every corporate person, any person that's using company assets, well, do they take everyone away then? I mean, really think about this for a second. We know the left is out there, the fake news, the corrupt politicians all cheering about this, but this affects them too, right? Because this would set a precedent. And if they're doing it, well, they need to go to jail too. You see, this whole thing's going to completely fall apart because all the CEOs, all the business people, everyone, they all do this. And Trump is absolutely right. Now, what's very interesting is that the people are learning that the border is completely wide open and it's invasion, even though DHS, Mayorkas, and all the rest trying to tell us that, don't worry, the borders are locked down. The people aren't stupid. The people see exactly what's going on. They understand that the borders are wide open. And what's very interesting is that Fox News, they sent up a thermal drone at Eagles Pass, Texas, in the dead of night, and this is what they found. They found hundreds of illegals coming into this country. And this is happening every single day. And Trump, he did mention this. He said, we have millions of people in this country illegally because of the Biden administration, because of the puppet masters. But he also said, once he gets back into power, And when I say that, he means when he gets back into the White House, they're going to start to look for all these people and round them up. This is why we have Chuck Schumer out there saying that he wants amnesty. Now, really think about it. All these years with their abortion laws, they've been killing babies, and with the children, they've been castrating them. And he has the nerve to say, hey, the United States is not producing babies like we should. Our population is being reduced. Well, why is that? It's because of everything that they've done here and all the brainwashing. And they want to bring in illegals? How about we fix the problems here in the United States, which we've already started to do? And yes, things are going to start to turn around. And I do believe as the people push back, let's talk about being prepared. Friends, as the world gets more and more dangerous with every passing day, it's time to make sure your family is prepared to survive food shortages ahead. That's why My Patriot Supply is going the extra mile to make their emergency food affordable as possible. How? They're taking $250 off their three-month emergency food kit, which is the minimum your family should have. This kit provides delicious, easy-to-make breakfasts, lunches, dinners, drinks, and snacks for one person for three solid months. Get one for each member of your family while you're able to save $250 during this timely sale, which ends soon. Remember, My Patriot Supply is the nation's largest preparedness company with millions of families already protected. These three-month food kits are in stock and ready to go. Your order ships fast and easy and arrives in an unmarked box for privacy. Go to preparewithx22.com. Those who know what's coming are using today to prepare. Are you? Preparewithx22.com. Let's talk about protecting your wealth. Things are getting tough out there. Inflation's at 8.2% and it's just getting worse. And we know that's the manipulated number. And we're not all great with money, are we? At times like these, we need a trusted partner to look after you and make sure you'll be okay. Noble Gold is the team you want on your side. Keep your money safe and grab an incredible free 3-ounce silver American Virtue coin when you open qualifying IRA account with them this month of over $20,000. You can't go wrong with Noble Gold. Call them at 877-646-5347 to find out more information. That is 877-646-5347 or go to noblegoldinvestments.com. As always, there is always a risk of loss and past performance is not indicative of future results. This problem won't be a problem anymore. They're the ones who caused the problem to actually push their agenda. This is what they always do. Oh, let's shut down fossil fuels so we can bring in wind farms and solar panels. Hey, let's have abortions. Let everyone have an abortion. Let's let the black population get abortions. Let everyone get them. Let's castrate our children and say, hey, we don't have the birth rate like we used to, so let's bring in the illegals. They always do this. It's the same exact thing time after time after time. And now things are changing. The people are waking up. The people are getting back their voice, their bullhorn. And we can see it with True Social. We can see it with Rumble. We can see it with Twitter. And people now are calling out the deep state players. They're using facts. They're using truth to go up against fake news and everything else. And we can see that Elon, he is now making moves. It's after the midterms now. And now all of a sudden, we're starting to see things change. Now, the Twitter employees, they are very, very angry with Elon because he's shaking things up in the company. They don't like that. Most of these people didn't even work. They didn't really do anything. They didn't show up for work. Most of the offices were completely empty. I do believe you only need like a little tiny skeleton staff to run the entire thing. I don't think you even need all these people. And they thought, well, if we walk out, Twitter won't be able to operate and it'll shut down. Well, guess what happened? That didn't happen. Financial Op put this out on Twitter, said, Twitter employees abandoned their jobs yesterday, yet Twitter is still running. Guess it's time to lay off 90% of them. The reason why it didn't affect the company is because these people, they weren't working in the first place. They were on vacation most of the time. Actually, if you listen to the Twitter employees, they said, listen, we could take a month off. We could take a week off. If we didn't feel good and our feelings were hurt, we were able to take some time out, even though we were still getting paid. And then we can come back, a month later and we would work hard for that hour. That's ridiculous. And now Elon, he's in the company and he's looking at this saying, this is absolutely ridiculous. Whole Mars Catalog put this out on Twitter, said the far left is desperately praying for Twitter to be a disaster, spinning stories about how the sky is burning. But the truth is everyone on Twitter is having fun, including them. Haven't seen this site so active in a while. Elon responded to this and said record number of users are logging in to see if Twitter is dead, ironically, making it more alive than ever. And that's absolutely true. And you can see the Twitter employees, they're very, very angry at Elon. Now, Elon is about to change certain things, and he put this out on Twitter. He said, new Twitter policy is freedom of speech, but not freedom of reach. Negative hate tweets will be max deboosted and demonetized, so no ads or other revenue to Twitter. You won't find the tweet unless you specifically seek it out, which is no different from the rest of the internet. Now, it's only the individual tweet if somebody says something hateful or whatever, but I still believe that's free speech. You could say whatever you want. But yes, the entire account will not be banned or censored or put in jail. It's only the individual tweet that will be pushed down so nobody sees it. But Elon also said that Kathy Griffin, Jordan Peterson, and Babylon Bee have been reinstated. Trump's decision has not been made yet. Now, I do believe timing is everything. And even though Trump, he was continually out there telling everyone that he's not going to be going on Twitter, I do believe they will make a decision at the right moment to bring him back, maybe for a certain type of message. We'll have to see how that all plays out. But Dan Scavino, he did put out a truth on True Social, and he shows his account, Dan Scavino Jr., archived. It shows that his account was suspended by Twitter, and he has numbers and letters being flown out from a skull in, for his profile. But this video on True Social is 19 seconds long, and I just want to go back to post 19, which is October 31st, 2017, and it says the following. It's, I'm going to read the whole thing. Why do D's want to control the black population? Why do they intentionally keep poor and in need? Why do the D's project racism on a daily basis against R's? Why do black elected officials do the crazy talk on behalf of D's? How do D's cover the historical facts of forming the Confederacy, KKK, and oppose all things pro-black RE legislation? What happens if D's lose their slave grip on the black population? Why do D's, through the funding of the CIA, prop up and install Hollywood media assets? Does this fall within Operation Mockingbird? What were the historical advantages D's gained by having mainstream media and famous people peddling narratives? Who exposed the pedo network within Hollywood? You can't answer the above, but will laugh once disclosed details. The network which controls this false narrative, which in turn keeps the black population under control, is being dismantled. False local and national black leaders will be exposed next as shills for the D party. Follow the money. Maxine Waters has a $4 million home and cash assets in excess of $6 million. How is that possible? One example? All of these questions help to paint the full picture. And think about who's heading up the investigation into FTX. Maxine Waters. Isn't that interesting? Now, the other thing that's very interesting, as we know, the deep state, they're continually pushing their 16-year plan to get the weapons away from the people. Now, Obama, I mean, this went on way before Obama, but during Obama, he had like the most mass shootings we've ever seen in our lifetime, trying to push legislation to get rid of guns. And then during Biden's reign, we are seeing the same exact thing. And actually, Biden is continually out there saying, I will ban AR-15s. And look what happened to Canada. That's what they said first. We're going to ban AR-15s. Now they are banning pistols. You can't buy them. You can't trade them. You can't sell them. You see, they don't have a constitution like the United States. The Constitution protects the people because you're born with that right. They can't take that right away. And the Supreme Court has to continually slap them down. But as they continually push this, what are the people doing? They're purchasing weapon after weapon after weapon. And you know what's very interesting? We come to find out that the concealed carry permit holders has surged past 22 million. This is up by 2.3%. Why is this happening? Because as these individuals defund the police and there's crime everywhere, people want to protect themselves. People are scared. And as the cost of getting a concealed carry permit disappears, and there's a lot of states that are doing this constitutional carry, there are more and more people that say, you know something, now I can carry. I don't have to pay these high permit fees. And things are changing right now. And everything that they're trying to do is backfiring on them. Just like everything with the pandemic, everything with the vaccine mandates, everything that they try to do. I know the World Economic Forum is out there and they are pushing the vaccine passport. But think about what happened out in Europe. Out in Europe, we had Pfizer admit that this vaccine doesn't stop transmission. The vaccine doesn't protect you against COVID. And that was the whole basis of the vaccine passport. Now, of course, what is the deep state, the World Economic Forum, the private central bankers, what are they going to do? They're going to try to make something else. They've been doing it. Oh, there's a new variant. There's new this. They keep throwing these things out there because they want everyone to be vaccinated. They're trying to depopulate. They're trying to keep people sick. And we see that people are dying suddenly. And it's not the unvaccinated. It's the vaccinated. I mean, let's just put two to two together. What we're seeing right now is the people that got vaccinated and boosters, they're the ones having the problem. And like I said, going, you know, way, way back, now we have two control groups. We have the unvaccinated and we have the vaccinated. And when they start to look at all these things, they see that, whoa, the unvaccinated, they're not dying suddenly. It's only the vaccinated. So when people start to look at the information and the data, you're going to start to see a lot of peer review documentation that's going to prove that Pfizer lied to the people. Biden lied to the people. The CDC lied to the people. The FDA lied to the people. They all lied to the people. And what's very interesting is we could see that there are 22 states that are now pushing to repeal the COVID vaccine mandate. Red Pill Pharmacists on True Social put this out and said, 22 state attorneys generals are asking the Biden administration to end its draconian vaccine mandate for U.S. healthcare providers because it is causing critical shortages of healthcare workers and is justified with outdated data and science. Plus, these vaccines are experimental. They don't work. Everything that they told us was a complete and utter lie. And now it's time to stop it. And this is why we see all these people pushing. Actually, look from the very, very beginning. Think about all the lawsuits that had to go through the court system to say everything that Biden did was completely unconstitutional. And now this is going to be deemed unconstitutional, just like everything else. But they know how to play the game. They know if we can just push this out there, we're going to get a lot of people to take the bait. Because we know it takes time for lawsuits to go up through the court system to be deemed unconstitutional, which means that they're knowingly violating the Constitution every step of the way. At this point, the people of this country should get together, and these individuals that are in government, they should be removed because they violated the Constitution. They are now treasonous to the people of this country, and they broke their contract. Now, the other thing that's very interesting is we know that the criminal syndicate, they're trying to keep everything together. They don't want people to understand that they cheat in the elections. I think a lot of people are seeing this now. And they've been trying to control the narrative for a very long time. And what they do to control the narrative is they censor or they throw people in prison, just like the January 6th people. They violated their constitutional rights, keeping them in prison so long. And then we come to find out that Greg Phillips and Katherine Engelbrecht, they were in solitary confinement for 4 days with plate glass window, allowing Katherine to be watched while she showered and used the bathroom. Now, remember, they were thrown into prison because they wouldn't give up the source. That's it. And this is how they treated them? This is just absolutely unbelievable. So Katherine, she was being interviewed and she explained how she was placed in solitary confinement, which consisted of 8 by 10 cinder block cell with a raised cement platform with a 2-inch mattress thing placed on top and light that was constantly on, which prevented her from being able to sleep. She also said she had no privacy as her bathroom facilities were in plain view of everyone standing outside. Greg Phillips elaborated on the situation in the federal prison, telling us that he was strip searched and how they were placed in handcuffs and ankle irons. They were also chained around their waist for most of the first day as they were being processed. Greg Phillips also explained how Katherine Engelbrecht, was forced to use the bathroom and shower with a plate glass on her wall that made all of her activities viewable to anyone standing outside her cell. This is a disgusting violation of their rights. And remember, this is individuals who just wouldn't give up a source. They really didn't commit a crime. Think about all the drug addicts. Think about all the people that are robbing stores. Think about the people that committed other crimes. They're treated a lot better than Greg and Katherine. Really think about that for a second. A lot of these other states, they have no cash bail. They just let them go free. And this is unheard of for contempt of court where they didn't get bail at all. I mean, really think about this. This really shows you who's running the country. It's tyrannical leaders. It's dictators. And yes, that includes judges. Yes, that includes prosecutors and everything else. Now, what's very interesting is we could see that things are heating up in Brazil. Because remember, the elections were stolen and the people are not taking it. The people are protesting on the streets by the millions. And now they're following what Canada did. The truckers are preparing for a strike. Real Toria Brooks on True Social put this out. And there's a video showing the truckers prepared and ready, and the shutdowns and blockages are expected to occur at least in 9 different interstate roads. They're really pushing this. And what's very interesting about all of this is that the Brazilian government, you know, the deep state players inside the government, because each government has a deep state players, you could see what they're trying to do right now. They don't want everyone protesting. They don't want everyone on the streets. So they're trying to use the narrative that COVID is coming back and cases are rising in Brazil. And they're saying they're rising very, very quickly. And you know what they're going to say at the end? That people can't be on the street. This is what they're trying to do to stop people from being on the street. Let's talk about your health. Have you heard of diet resistance? If you struggle to lose weight, this might be why. Our metabolism begins to decline as early as the age of 35. Not only does your body begin to betray us after that age, but stress and other lifestyle factors can multiply the pounds we pack on as well. Luckily, I'm going to give you one quick hack to help reverse this. It's helped my weight loss goals quicker than anything else I've seen. This amazing powder reduces fat storage by supporting a boost of metabolism and elevating ketone levels. Thousands across the nation take it for their own weight loss goals. Give it a try. Your health is your wealth, after all. Taste, inspect, and judge it risk-free for yourself. If it doesn't live up to your expectations, you have a full 60 days to get a complete refund. No questions asked. Just go to ketowithx22.com. That is ketowithx22.com. Let's talk about protecting our wealth. You know the aging process starts as early as the age of 25. After that, you start losing 1% of your collagen supply every year. Try this at-home test to see if you have enough collagen. Pinch your skin. If it immediately bounces back, then you have enough collagen in your skin. If it doesn't bounce back or fall back immediately, then you might need a collagen supplement. Three things happened when I started taking multicollagen. My hair shined and grew like crazy, and my nails got stronger. Multicollagen helps rejuvenate your body from the inside out with five supercharged types of collagen your body needs for optimal health. Give it a try. Your health is your wealth, after all. Taste, inspect, and judge risk-free for yourself. If it doesn't live up to your expectations, you have a full 60 days to get a complete refund, no questions asked. Plus, you'll get 51% off, along with several free bonuses included at no extra cost. Just go to healthwithx22.com. That is healthwithx22.com. I mean, this is absolutely unbelievable, because think about Canada. What did they do in Canada? They had to resort to freezing people's bank accounts. Here, they're trying to use the same narrative that they used in the past. It's COVID. And all of a sudden, you're going to see them declare an emergency for COVID and say no one's allowed on the streets. This is the only way they can stop this. And the people, I don't think they're going to actually go along with this. I don't think they're going to go along with this fake narrative. Remember, in the very beginning, the military, they put out a notice saying the people are allowed to protest freely. And how do you get the people off the streets if the military is out there saying that you can protest freely? Well, you make up a fake pandemic again. You try to scare the people. I don't think this is going to work. Now, what's very interesting is we can see that the elections are still going on, and Carrie Lake hasn't conceded. Abe Hamadeh hasn't conceded. None of these people have conceded just yet. And Lauren Boebert, she was in a runoff, and finally she won. And Adam Frisch conceded to Lauren Boebert. So she won, and it looks like things are looking up. And think about some candidates like Fetterman, who can't speak. They're already telling him that you can't ask him questions. It has to be done in a different way. I'm just wondering how long this individual is going to last in the Senate seat, because I don't think it's going to be that long. I think something's going to happen and he's going to have to be replaced. But we're going to see how this all plays out in the end. Now, the other thing that's very interesting is that a federal judge court, they have removed a lower court's hold on Texas election integrity law, scoring another win for measures that seek to validate the identity of voters before they cast ballots. So the Fifth U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals concluded last month that a lawsuit challenging the law could not go forward because the groups who brought it did not have legal standing. It follows a decision in Georgia a few weeks earlier declaring the state's voter ID law was constitutional. Things are changing. Yes, they're changing very, very slowly. But think about it. We are winning each step of the way. And people are seeing the truth through this entire process. Now, Rasmussen reports, they put this out on Twitter, and this is about Maricopa County, because we know that's a complete and utter mess. Machines weren't working. And they reported that 48% of Maricopa election centers had printer or tabulator malfunctions on election day, not the previously estimated 20%, and no such widespread issues were reported during the early voting period that preceded election day and used the very same equipment. So that tells you that someone was tampering with this stuff, probably remotely. And if it's 48%, almost 50%, this election in Arizona needs to be redone. And it needs to be redone with ballots. where you can see the counting, you can see the ballots. It should be done in a glass box. You drop the ballot in, everyone can see the ballots. They sit there, everyone watches them, cameras on them, and when it's time to vote, you take the same ballots out and you start counting them. That's what we should be doing. But Congress, they're trying to figure out how people can use mail-in ballots. Now, this is absolutely ridiculous. They want to put a barcode on the mail-in ballot, just like the packages, so you can track your ballot and track it everywhere. Why don't we just do the simpler thing? Get rid of the mail-in ballots, get rid of the drop boxes, and have everyone go to the election center and mail in. Now, if you can't make it, just like back in the good old days, you request an absentee ballot, and you have to prove who you are. Instead of doing all these barcodes, because this could be very, very expensive. Why should we use the taxpayers' money to set up all this electronic gadgets and gadgets when we could just use paper ballots in glass boxes where everyone watches and we count? That is it. It's very, very simple. Why are we making things very, very difficult? It makes no sense whatsoever. Now, the other thing that's very interesting is that since Trump, he announced his 2024 presidency, we can see that he flushed out the rhinos, flushed out the sleepers and everything else. And actually, there is a post about this. But Jack Posobiec put this out on True Social. He says, oh, no, the Wall Street billionaires don't support Trump. That will definitely make people stop supporting him for sure. Trump responded to this and says, most are owned by China, so I don't blame them. Absolutely. Now, what's very interesting is that they tried to use Mar-a-Lago in the beginning, that entire raid and how he had nuclear codes and secrets. And they come to the conclusion, as we know, that that whole thing was completely false. Now, they did that right before the midterms to try to sway people to vote for the Democrats. It didn't work. The red wave was still there. They needed to cheat for weeks on end right now. And that means there were so many people voting, they couldn't control it. Now, some candidates, they conceded very early, like Tudor Dixon, Dr. Oz. They should have never conceded, which means I don't know if they were the real deal. Carrie Lake, she has not conceded. She is still fighting. Abe Hamadeh, still fighting. Now, with this new report that 48% of the machines weren't working, this election can never be certified. And even though Katie Hobbs is out there, I'm the governor, she's not the governor. Because the people of Arizona, they're pushing back. And I do believe in the end that people are going to get a new election. Let's see how this plays out. Now, since Trump went ahead and he announced that he's going to be running, we knew from the very, very beginning, going way back, that they were going to try to bring charges against Trump because they don't want him running in the 2024 election. So I do believe he baited them into doing this. And now they did exactly what he wanted them to do. And Attorney General Merrick Garland, he's going to be naming a special counsel to investigate Trump. So they brought in Jack Smith as the special counsel. Now, this individual worked at the International Criminal Court at The Hague from 2010 to 2015. Smith served as chief of the public integrity section of the U.S. Department of Justice, where he oversaw complex corruption cases across the U.S., and he's going to be running this. So the scope of Smith's appointment includes January 6th and the ongoing classified national security documents investigation as to January 6th. So they're going to try to put this together, but this is not going to work. There is no real evidence against Trump. Actually, all the evidence is the other way. And you really can think about how this is going to play out. Remember the Mueller report? Remember them investigating Trump? Remember how the FBI lied about everything? What do you think they're going to do here? They're trying to cover up their crimes. They're trying to stop Trump. Is this going to help them or is this going to hurt them in the end? Well, the cover up always gets you. And yes, they're going to cover up quite a bit here. And we can see that this is not going to work. Now, think about what they're doing. Does the deep state, do they want to make the MAGA supporters, the Trump supporters, angry? Do they want chaos in the streets? Well, I do believe this is exactly what they're trying to do. And Trump, he actually kind of alluded to this. Now, if you want to bring the deep state down this path where you have countermeasures in place and you can catch them in the act, what do? You bait them in because you know their playbook. And you allow them to do what they do best. Actually, in the end, they're going to be destroying themselves. And Trump, he alludes to the fact that the public, they are not going to go along with this. If they try this, there's going to be big problems. Praying Manic put this out on Telegram. Take a listen to what Trump said if they try to indict him.
You know the old saying, a prosecutor can indict a ham sandwich if they want to. I'm just asking, if there is such a prosecutor and they indict you, would that deter you from running for president again?
I don't think the people of the United States would stand for it. And as you know, if a thing like that happened, I would have no prohibition against running. You know that. You've already.
I do. And that's what I want people to understand. That would not take you out of the arena.
It would not. But I think if it happened, I think you'd have problems in this country, the likes of which perhaps we've never seen before. I don't think the people of the United States would stand for it.
What kind of problems, Mr. President?
I think they'd have big problems. Big problems. I just don't think they'd stand for it.
So he let everyone know that there's going to be big problems. And yes, there's going to be big problems. Remember that post where, when can the National Guard work with the Marines? Well, I think I don't think they're going to indict him tomorrow. I think they're going to wait until it gets very, very close to elections. And this is why Trump, during his announcement, let everyone know that if you go up against the system, it's going to be a storm like we've never seen before. And yes, it's going to be another 2 years. Because remember, we're destroying their system. We're bringing them out into the open. Everything is being collected. And we can see that there are other individuals in like the House now and the judge with Epstein and Durham. They're all doing their jobs. This is the storm that is approaching. And the storm is getting larger and larger as time goes on. But think about what happened on November 15th when Trump made the announcement. Let's go back to post 3596. This is November 15th, 2019. It says, what advantages might exist when you know the other side's playbook? There's a link to the Merriam-Webster dictionary, and the word is trap. Enjoy the show. I do believe he trapped them. Let's move to 2494. This was a post put out on 11-20-2018, coming up on a four-year delta. And I'm going to read about four lines down. It says, this election was not about fixing the economy, trade, borders, military, protecting our children, etc. Also, another corrupt politician or insider can simply undo it, Band-Aid. Really think about that line. If someone else came in or Trump didn't do all these things where he's destroying the deep state system, another person would just come in. And you can really think about this. It's very, very easy. Remember when Trump was in the White House? Remember when he went ahead and placed tariffs on China, brought back industry, made us energy independent? How quickly were they able to turn things around? Very, very quickly. So this can't be a Band-Aid fix. This has to remove them from their position. It has to destroy everything that they've done so they can't do anything. Let me continue. This was not simply a four-year election, but a crossroads into the history of our civilization that will determine whether or not we, the people, reclaim control of our government. There's panic in D.C. Now, let me move to post 3607. This is November 20th, 2019, coming up on a three-year delta. It says, what happens when the public discovers the truth, magnitude, RED party, corruption? Well, is the normies out there, the people of this country, are they going to be getting information from the House? I do believe so. Are they going to consume this information? Remember, we're in an information war, a fifth generation war, and this is how you fight it. What happens when the public discovers the truth, i.e. fake news, coordination with the Tea Party to conceal, shelter, and protect those criminally responsible? Defined projection, the Great Awakening, sheep no more, where we go one, we go all. Then we have post 3608, November 20, 2019, and it says the following. All assets, foreign and domestic, being deployed. Some who once supported POTUS, sleepers, have will turn puppets and puppet masters. Well, aren't we seeing this? Absolutely. Control of narrative equals control of public opinion. Control of public opinion equals power. Everything is at stake. Old guard power structure being destroyed. Washington Civil War. Control the narrative. Previous exposure of truth, self-preservation, fighting for survival, information warfare. And that's exactly what we're in. We're in information war right now. And Trump, he is playing fifth generation war. And the deep state players, they don't know what his next move is. Sometimes they believe they have the upper hand. They think they have the strength. They think they have the ability to outsmart him. But at every turn, they are being outsmarted. And actually, their system is being dismantled a little bit at a time. They don't have Twitter anymore. They don't have the narrative. They don't have control of the bullhorn. Now we have other information coming out. The block was removed in the House, and we're starting to see a lot more information come out. This is going to destroy them in the end, especially when we start to get more and more information about how they're the ones who did everything and they projected it onto Trump. And I do believe they fell right into the trap, and the Patriots are bringing them down this path. And they're bringing them down this path because they have the countermeasures in place. And this is not going to happen tomorrow. Things are going to really start to heat up, and we're going to see a lot of information. So everyone needs to buckle up, and you need to understand that with an information war, you need to bring the people and the majority of the people who don't know what's going on. Yes, they might be with Trump, but a lot of people don't know exactly what's really going on. They don't know we're in a war. They don't know we're in a fifth generation war. They have no clue about this. They think this is business as usual. And you need to show them certain information to really bring them behind you. And you need to show them who the sleepers are. And I do believe this is being done right now because everyone just saw the rhinos. Everyone just saw those people that went against Trump. He pulled them out of the woodwork. He made everyone show their true colors. And now everyone can see it. So now you know who the players are. And I do believe as we go down this path, we're going to see the storm hit. And I do believe that Elon eventually is going to bring Trump back onto Twitter, maybe just in time to have a message sent out to everyone. We'll have to see how that plays out. But one thing I do know is that the Patriots are in complete and utter control. Listen, everyone, thanks a lot for listening. Be well, be safe, and especially be prepared. Thanks a lot. Let's talk about your health. Have you heard of diet resistance? If you struggle to lose weight, this might be why. Our metabolism begins to decline as early as the age of 35. Not only does your body begin to betray us after that age, but stress and other lifestyle factors can multiply the pounds we pack on as well. Luckily, I'm going to give you one quick hack to help reverse this. It's helped my weight loss goals quicker than anything else I've seen. This amazing powder reduces fat storage by supporting a boost of metabolism and elevating ketone levels. Thousands across the nation take it for their own weight loss goals. Give it a try. Your health is your wealth, after all. Taste and spec and judge it risk-free for yourself. If it doesn't live up to your expectations, you have a full 60 days to get a complete refund. No questions asked. Just go to ketowithx22.com. That is ketowithx22.com. Let's talk about protecting our wealth. You know the aging process starts as early as the age of 25. After that, you start losing 1% of your collagen supply every year. Try this at-home test to see if you have enough collagen. Pinch your skin. If it immediately bounces back, then you have enough collagen in your skin. If it doesn't bounce back or fall back immediately, then you might need a collagen supplement. Three things happened when I started taking multicollagen. My hair shined and grew like crazy, and my nails got stronger. Multicollagen helps rejuvenate your body from the inside out with five supercharged types of collagen your body needs for optimal health. Give it a try. Your health is your wealth, after all. Taste, inspect, and judge risk-free for yourself. If it doesn't live up to your expectations, you have a full 60 days to get a complete refund, no questions asked. Plus, you'll get 51% off, along with several free bonuses included at no extra cost. Just go to healthwithx22.com. That is healthwithx22.com. Let's talk about being prepared. Friends, as the world gets more and more dangerous with every passing day, it's time to make sure your family is prepared to survive food shortages ahead. That's why My Patriot Supply is going the extra mile to make their emergency food affordable as possible. How? They're taking $250 off their three-month emergency food kit, which is the minimum your family should have. This kit provides delicious, easy-to-make breakfasts, lunches, dinners, drinks, and snacks for one person for three solid months. Get one for each member of your family while you're able to save $250 during this timely sale, which ends soon. Remember, My Patriot Supply is the nation's largest prepared company with millions of families already protected. These three-month food kits are in stock and ready to go. Your order ships fast and easy and arrives in an unmarked box for privacy. Go to preparewithx22.com. Those who know what's coming are using today to prepare. Are you? Preparewithx22.com. Let's talk about protecting your wealth. Things are getting tough out there. Inflation's at 8.2%, and it's just getting worse. And we know that's the manipulated number. And we're not all great with money, are we? At times like these, we need a trusted partner to look after you and make sure you'll be okay. Noble Gold is the team you want on your side. Keep your money safe and grab an incredible free 3-ounce silver American Virtue coin when you open qualifying IRA account with them this month of over $20,000. You can't go wrong with Noble Gold. Call them at 877-646-5347 to find out more information. That is 877-646-5347 or go to noblegoldinvestments.com. As always, there is always a risk of loss, and past performance is not indicative of future result.